What has Peter Mandelson said in this speech at the LSE?
Well, it was a long and considered speech about public spending, and it addressed the problem that the government has faced for the last few months, which is that, frankly, no one in the commentariat, in the kind of economics community or in the public at large, according to the polls, believes that the next election is going to be a choice between Labour investment and Tory cuts. The public think whoever wins the election, they're going to have to cut public spending. And what Peter Mandelson was doing yesterday was trying to finesse that argument, and he accepted that there would be tough decisions, as he put it, that would have to be made, that Labour wasn't committed to everlasting increases in public spending, but that there was nevertheless there was a fundamental difference between the Conservative approach and Labour approach. He said basically Labour, the Conservative Party, hate the state. They want to complete the Thatcherite agenda of dismantling the state. Labour believe in wise spending, not big spending. They'll protect services and build on the big increases in public spending that we've seen in the last 12 years to try and preserve the social democratic consensus.
The voters are going to want to know where the axe is going to fall.
They will, and if they read yesterday's speech, they won't sort of get much enlightenment on that. There was Mandelson caused a sort of flurry of interest on the Today programme yesterday morning when he was asked about cuts to big ticket items like Trident and ID cards, which are the two big programmes the opposition parties, or certainly the Liberal Democrats and the TUC this week, have been identifying as sources of potential cuts. Mandelson at one point seemed to suggest that those were sort of all options were on the table and that the government was looking into cutting both of those programmes. But if you followed his words closely, it was pretty clear that they're not going to get cut. He also made the point that actually the savings to be had from cutting ID cards and cutting Trident sort of aren't as big as people think. But those were the only sort of specific items that he addressed at all. And that was, as I say, in a radio interview yesterday and not in the speech itself, which was a very broad brush and didn't go into specifics at all.
What do you read into the fact that it was Peter Mandelson that made this speech and not Gordon Brown, given that Mandelson heralded the speech as the start of a Labour fight back?
Well, various things. One is that Peter Mandelson appears to be the person in the cabinet who's kind of thinking hardest about a strategy, taking on the tour. And he's a very political, always has been and still is, very political minister. And he enjoys the administrative side of his job, but he's seems to be doing more than anyone else in cabinet to try and find a line, a spin, if you want to call it that, using the old-fashioned word, but a way of attacking the Conservatives, a way of presenting the government's case. So it was a very sort of political speech, and in one sense he's the guy who frankly seems to do that better than any of the others. Secondly, I don't suppose it's a speech that Gordon Brown would have been comfortable with. I mean, he's embarrassed by the comments that he used to make about Labour investment versus Tory cuts. Peter Mandelson got embarrassed on the radio yesterday where he challenged Nick Robinson to produce a quote where Brown had actually said that, and it didn't take Nick Robinson long to find the quote. Also, there was a speech that was full of New Labour terminology, and Gordon Brown's never been a sort of great one for New Labour either, so Brown would have found it embarrassing to live himself and wouldn't have been comfortable with the way it was presented. But it arguably should have been a speech that the Chancellor should have made. Alistair Darling made his own speech on public spending last week, which was quite thoughtful, but certainly not as coherent and closely argued and well-structured as the Mandelson one. So coming back to your question, what it shows us, I think, is that sort of Mandelson is the key strategist in the government at the moment.